Morning everyone, it's early February 2025. I'm in Bootle on Fernhill Road. Fernhill, I assume there was a hill here with ferns long ago. Getting used to this new camera, so the ability to maneuver it and do things with it. It's a slow process, but I've got a microphone now. If you want to get involved in community video and podcasting, get involved in the charity, get involved in helping me out in the Bootle area, feel free to get in touch, and you can support me and support the charity through the Ko-fi website. Details will be in the podcast notes, and also I'm on Substack now. If you can follow me on there, Timothy Short, that'd be great. Details below. It's a beautiful day here. I actually did this podcast a few weeks ago, this walk, and it didn't record properly. I think I've worked out why. But if you're watching this, I think I've worked out why. There's a school here. That used to be a leisure centre over there behind me, that building. And they used to go there when my mum used to do these Keep Fit classes on a Friday. I remember going there and getting sweets from the vending machine, and I remember the music that they used to listen to, and some of the other kids who were there with the mums on a Friday night. And then we'd go home and watch Golden Girls on Channel 4, Roseanne, and then I'd maybe catch Beauty and the Beast on ITV, that old classic series. These gated alleyways are there to stop people going down, but a lot of refuse gets collected on them now, and it's a big problem that things like Bootle Action Group are looking to deal with. Beautiful day for the aeroplanes in the sky as well. There's a school over there called George of England, and when I was a kid in Liverpool, it was about 50-50 Catholic Protestant because of the Irish coming over in the mid-19th century. My nan came over from Cork in the 1930s, and that was like the local Church of England school over there, George of England. And it became a free school. Do you remember Michael Gove, that horrible education secretary? He introduced these free schools where like parents and stuff could set up free schools. Didn't really take off, but that became a free school, and it was Church of England. And what happened was the staff weren't treated very well, and there was loads of, all alleged of course, wasn't very nice the way they treated the staff, and staff turned up for work one September and were turned away at the door. They also refused to recognise the trade unions in that school when it became a free school. I used to do trade union work. But anyway, that was Church of England for you. They've just had their bishop step down in Liverpool, and we know what happened to the church recently. I think the what did they call him, the top guy in the Church of England, had to step down, the Archbishop of Canterbury. Of course, all institutions and all places always put their reputation first, and I think we need a little bit more honesty in society with things to make things get better. That's why transparency, democracy, and having reporters who aren't scared and intimidated, being able to look into things. So it's a nice day here on Fernhill Road. They've got the biggest speed bumps in the world on this road, and I think they've actually replaced them. Must have had complaints. And my mate used to live on this street here, Fernhill. Now Fernhill turned into Springwell Road just down here again. Springwell Ferns, nature that used to be here long ago, I think. And there's a line here on Menai Road, and when I was a kid, I never came up this side because the people were tough, you know what I mean, and it might mean trouble. So it was almost like there was an invisible line that I didn't cross as a kid. I mean, we did cross it at times, but it was like an invisible line. But this is Fernhill Road. It stretches all the way back up through Bootle. There's three main roads in Bootle that are parallel to each other, and I think it's Hawthorne Road, Fernhill Road, there are a few others but Hawthorne Road, Fernhill Road, and Southport Road. I'm just crossing the invisible line. It's like Churchill said, an iron curtain. Now I'm going on to the Klondike estate. Now Klondike was named after an Alaskan gold rush in the 19th century. And there was a brutal mayor in the 19th century called William Jones. And he built this estate here called the Klondike Estate. And he was a Presbyterian and no pubs were allowed on it. And it was like quite good housing for the time. And it had like things like, I think, hot water running into the houses. And like they were all terraced and quite closely packed. And they've now all been replaced by these more spacious houses. But it was considered a really nice estate with lots of community and lots of good feeling. And all the roads are named after, I think it was William Jones. His kids, so like Mary Road, Eleanor Road, things like that. Now over here there was a church, a Presbyterian church, which some people, some community people tried to save, but they couldn't, and it was knocked down unfortunately. It's a beautiful old building, but obviously, you know, fell into a bit of disrepair. And when I was a kid I used to hang around these streets around here. These were all dense streets. And I used to know a lot of the people around here, and they're all gone now, and the houses are gone. It's weird. But I came down here when all the houses were getting boarded up, and they had these like plaster coverings on the doors and the windows. And you could sometimes the door was open, but there was a plastic sheet stopping you getting in. And you could see like pictures and things on the floor that people had left. And I just thought, like, what's happened to all those memories and all that? Because there was a great community feel around here. There's like groups online that still talk about it, and there's a few articles in the Echo about how people felt about leaving the Klondike estate. But when I came down here about 15 years ago, I'd walked the dog and there was like one person left on a street. I thought, that must be weird knowing you're the only person on the street. And they had to use like orders to get those people to move out eventually. But this estate, like, it was crammed and bustling, but there was a community feel here. And I remember being down here once and like some woman said, you're not from round here, get moving. Which you used to hear a lot when you were a kid, if you went into different parts and someone thought you might have been a troublemaker. But the houses now here are lovely. I don't know how many of them are affordable for young people today. And we know that the big segregational divide today is young people's ability to buy housing and stuff and pay rent, compared to the older generation. It was hard enough for us lot, but young people today, it's tough. But this park here used to be off the record called, or there was like a name you had for it, the Aziz. And an Aziz was like an old law court, and I just wondered if long ago there was some like law court here or a traditional court going back many years. But you can see here like the little kind of public park area that's open, and then you've got Beatles Cemetery, the school there, so it's quite open now, this area, and it used to be quite built up. They also pedestrianised parts to stop cars running through and put loads of speed bumps in. So there's some older housing here that's more spacious with the brand new housing. I used to know so many people around here, it brings back loads of memories. I once had a lad round here get a knife out and threaten to slash me tyres if I didn't give him a go on my bike. But it was all done in a very kind of like transactional way. So I gave him a go on my bike and he gave me it back. I think we both knew that he wouldn't have done it. But, you know, that was my only experience of a knife in my lifetime. Takes all kinds, doesn't it? Yeah, lots of memories of people around here who are no longer here. There was a girl who used to live in that house there, who now lives in Australia, who was in my primary and secondary school. But yeah, there were no pubs on this estate because the guy who made it, William Jones, I hope I've got his name right, was a Presbyterian. We didn't want any alcohol. There was a dairy at the bottom there as well, and people reminisced online about going to the dairy. I remember my mate, Richard, taking me there when I was a kid, like, oh, I'm going to go to the dairy and get something. He was dead excited. And I remember there was a payphone, and there was one of the families, that was their phone. So instead of having a landline in the house, they'd have to public phone outside, and when it rang, they'd go out to answer it. Right, I'm now going across Harris Drive, which I've done a podcast on before. Just the street I live on. Lovely day. All the trees are naked. And they'll be springing soon. Green shoots. So I'm now on Springwell, which is a little bit of a hill. Sometimes you jog up this hill, it's always a killer. But again, when I was a kid, you know, I used to know so many people around here. These are nice big houses. I think mid-20th century housing. My house was actually built in the 1920s, the house I live in. There's a picture from above, taken from St. Robert Bellarmine's church, which is one of the highest points in Bootle, apparently, that was used for observation during the Blitz. And you can see my house, and behind it, it's all just empty landscape. And now that's all full, like big conurbation, all fits together. So up here we've got Silcox Field, and they were going to build... I've done a few podcasts with people like Ralph James and Bobby Brennan on this issue, but they were going to use this for like astro pitches, for football pitches, which is a good idea, but not on a park. Do it in a brownfield site. So there was loads of local opposition to it, and eventually they abandoned it. And the local councillors didn't cover themselves in glory by refusing to engage in the process. Bobby Brennan, he was a former Labour councillor, speaks a lot about that issue and why he was disappointed with that. But when I was a kid, Silcox used to go here a lot. This park over here, there's the old park house. People used to live in there, but like, you get kids going in at night, and it's just derelict now. It became a community centre. This little area of grass here, we used to play manhunt on here with these bushes. So you weren't allowed to leave this island of green. And the pavement goes around it in a circle. So you used to play manhunt on here and hide behind the bushes, but it was a frenetic game of manhunt where one person would try and catch the others because there was only so much space you could go into. Those bushes used to be a lot smaller, and you used to hide behind them and used to have lots of fun. I do wonder whether kids get the chance to really just go out and do those things anymore, with phones and all that, and computer games and stuff. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, kids not going out on the streets as much, but I don't know. Because this is Silcox Field, it used to have Phil, it hasn't been called Silcox for decades, but again, like the Azzies I mentioned before, people keep this name. So I've gone from Fernhill, Lower Fernhill, onto Springwell, and we're now on, is this Arrow Road or Arrow Lane? Can't remember. So it's the local public park. Used to walk the dog here a lot. Sometimes jog round there. And used to have goals up here all the time. Kids would be there. And again, you know, it doesn't seem to be used as much by as many people, but it's still an important part of the community. It's also a lung and a breathing space. And to put astro pitches here, I think would have been a travesty. So I'm glad that that didn't happen in that kind of way. I like the way the post people now have got these little boxes. See there? Used to have to carry that big bag over the back, and I'm sure they had a few industrial industries from that. But yeah, this is my kind of local community. It's quite a deprived area, Bootle, but obviously you can go down like streets that look a little bit better kept than others. And there's all the shops. And when I was a kid, there used to be a video shop here where you used to go and hire videos for like £1. You'd have them for one night, and you had to bring them back the next day before we had streaming and DVDs even. But there was a shop there. We used to call it Upper Dillon's for some reason, and that one down there was Lower Dillon's, like a corner shop. Used to shut on Wednesday afternoons. Nodded open all night, you know what I mean? There's Riley's Sandwich Bar, that's been there a few years. Midnight delivery place and a beauty salon. But that used to be quite busy there. Now the industries that people use less, you know, because of the internet and all that. But I might do a video about the shop around here and a few of the little bits on Oral Road going down to Bootle Cemetery and maybe a bit on the war graves in Bootle Cemetery. But anyway, hope you're all okay. Take it easy.